We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Timmy, what's up with this music, man? What we got here? Oh, Masters thing. Okay.
All right. Take a nap? Want to take a nap, Timmy, or what?
Cam Rogers, golf analyst, Believe in Tiger Woods podcast. Cam, how are you?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I love that Masters music. Credit to your producer right there. I'm vibing with it.
How about the first round of Justin Rose, 7-under, 65, round one?
And you know what? That being said, I thought the green's supposed to be fast, or what? How can you have that kind of score? It's not November.
This is not supposed to happen. Absolutely. I don't know what planet Justin Rose is on right now, but everybody else is on planet Earth because Rose absolutely made a mockery of Augusta National today, guys. And, you know, it's interesting. He took off like several weeks from the PGA Tour to rest his back. He was dealing with some injuries. You know, he said in his post-round interview that he didn't even know what his game was shaping up like for this week. That just goes to show how volatile the golf game is, right? You sometimes just don't expect, even if you're going into a major championship, that you could be the leader. But he striped the ball today. And what I will say about Justin Rose, he's a two-time runner-up at this tournament, plus a slew of other top 20 finishes here. He has incredible experience. And I don't think he's going to fire another 7-under tomorrow. But keep him in mind as we go into the weekend, without a doubt.
Cam Rogers, golf analyst, Believe in Tiger Woods podcast. Bryson DeChambeau came in as one of the hottest golfers, but struggled again today. Is this game suited for the Masters?
You know, after today, I'm not so sure it is. I'll be honest with you guys. I thought maybe he would learn a thing or two from his performance back in November, which was not very good. He was like T34 or something like that, and he was the favorite going into that tournament as the reigning U.S. Open champion. I don't know what he is trying to do here because he's still trying to overpower the golf course. But before this Thursday round here, he was talking about, you know, keeping things close to the vest and maybe being more tactical in his approach of attacking Augusta National. So, I mean, he's missing fairways. I mean, he's spraying it all over the place. I have no idea why he's doing that. I mean, he could be hitting three woods off the tee and still be longer than half the field here at the Masters. So I think he really needs to change his approach tomorrow. Although I'm the broadcaster, he's the pro golfer and major champion, so what do I know? But I mean, he needs to certainly do something here because it's not working, whatever he's been doing.
You know, Cam, you look at the odds, obviously, Dustin Johnson, 9-1. We all know what he did in November, a record winning score of 20-under, par 268. I mean, do you think the rain will come into play over the weekend and that the greens will be softer or that could benefit different players? Because, you know, when you talk about pros versus pros, the best against the best, that I think Phil Mickelson said it best. Look, if it's firm, it's going to be a real test. Major championship should challenge and test the best players. I think with firm greens, the golf course needs to be respected. And I think it's been a long time since it's been respected. But then, like you were saying, look at Justin Rose today. But could it be maybe if the rain comes a little harder than you expect, more like what we witnessed in November?
Yeah, so Phil Mickelson essentially said that the only defense that Augusta National has, and it's so true because it's not an overly long course. The par fives are pretty easy to get to in two, and the rough isn't very long. So if the greens are baked out like they are today, you're going to have really difficult conditions, except if your name is Justin Rose, apparently. But yeah, I mean, this weekend we could be getting some thunderstorms, and perhaps that could soften the greens a little bit, and maybe somebody in the back of the pack on the weekend can make a run at things because of those receptive greens. But also the drainage system that Augusta National has is pretty darn good. So it has to be sort of monsoon-type rain this weekend for things to change. But if that happens, absolutely, it'll favor the longer hitters, right? Because you'll get less roll off the tee, so those shorter hitters are going to have longer shots into the greens, which would favor somebody like a Dustin Johnson. He did it pretty well in November.
Now, you know, Cam, looking at a number of Americans' favorite, when you look at the odds, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, you know, you look at Bryson, Justin Thomas, you go on and on. Right. So if you're looking at a foreign golfer, John Rahm, if I'm pronouncing that right, from Spain, I'm looking world ranking, he's number three, like 12-1. Where is he at right now?
Yeah, he's at even par, which is totally fine, tied for 13th as we stand right now, which is pretty good going into tomorrow. I actually picked John Rahm to win this event going into today because everything just sets up so well for him. He has the driving distance that you want. He has the elite iron game. He's really good in difficult conditions. And oh, by the way, he's got the baby vibes going right now because a newborn son just came around last weekend. So that's pretty good, too. Sometimes that can motivate an athlete, particularly a golfer. So John Rahm is in position right now in his career to win a major championship. I think it could happen this week. In fact, I'm predicting it. We'll see if he can make a run tomorrow and really cut into that Justin Rose lead that we have right now.
Cam Rogers, golf analyst, Believe in Tiger Woods podcast. What score after today is too far back to come get Justin Rose at 7-under?
Yeah, so I think you need to first assume that Justin Rose is going to fall back a little bit. I mean, it's really hard to follow up a round like he had today with the same sort of round on the PGA Tour, let alone a major championship. So with that said, I would say if you're 2 over par, tied for 32nd, you have a shot. But that means you have to do some work tomorrow, Saturday, to really have a shot on Sunday. So you have names like Colin Morikawa, who's 1 over, Justin Thomas, who just won the Players' Championship. He's 1 over. Paul Casey has played well here. He's 1 over as well. So I would go to the 2 over number and then work with that assumption that Justin Rose may be falling back a little bit tomorrow, maybe even par 1 over, because it's really hard to repeat that sort of number.
And, you know, Cam, when you look at the Masters, we always expect this in the spring. Obviously, we're dealing with COVID, and you have to adjust. It is what it is. And they were able to get the tournament in November. And, you know, you got to give Dustin Johnson a lot of credit, a record-winning score of 20 under when that occurred. But it just seems like with Azalea, it's just this is made for the Masters in Augusta, this happening at this time.
Yeah, this is the real Masters, guys. There's no doubt about it. I kind of think of that November Masters as Masters Light because it just wasn't the same. It was the fall, no patrons. You know what I mean? And the Masters was competing with college football and the NFL on the weekend. And, you know, that's just not fair because football is king. Let's be real. And I know all your listeners know that down there. So, yeah, I think the sample size is smaller now in terms of what live sports you can watch this weekend. I would assume the ratings on CBS for the Masters on Sunday will be much higher as compared to November. Probably not as high as Tiger Woods in 2019, but still we'll have a bounce back this weekend, no doubt.
Yeah, we speak with Cam Rogers, golf analyst with Believe in Tiger Woods podcast. Speaking of Tiger, what do you think the future? Does he come back or is it way too soon to speculate? What is your take on that?
Yeah, we're definitely in the early going of the recovery process. He's basically in good spirits, focusing on the baby steps. Honestly, I hope he's focused on just doing the mundane things in life again, getting out of bed without pain, picking something up off the floor without pain. You know, the little things that we don't think about as much, but perhaps are in the back of Tiger's mind, right? Yeah, and he wants to play with his kids too and just do the typical things. So I think golf is further down the line. Somebody asked me earlier this week if the Masters in 2022 is within the realm of possibility, and I said probably not. I mean, at the earliest, late summer, maybe he can make it around for the Open Championship in 2022. But again, this is a steep uphill climb for him to really come back. And so it's going to take some time, but you know what? He will come back. We're talking about somebody who perhaps is the greatest golfer to walk this earth. Reports are suggesting that he does not want to go out this way with a car crash like that. He wants to return to the PGA Tour. He's been telling some of the players in the field this week he wishes he was in competition. So obviously that hunger is still there.
How different is the Masters without – how different will it be, in particular on Sunday, with Tiger in a red shirt?
Right.
Yeah, when you look at the ratings and all that, Cam, what is your take on that?
Yeah, so I think the ratings will definitely be dipped compared to 2019. I think they'll be better compared to November because you're competing with less this weekend,
right,
especially as far as football is concerned. But, yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be different. Obviously, there was a nice tribute during the Champions Dinner on Tuesday night where they left an open seat for Tiger Woods. So they got that in, and which was great to see. But it will be different. And obviously we won't have the real Augusta roars, if you will, from the patrons. We do have patrons, but a much lesser amount of people there watching this tournament. So you won't get the smattering of claps that are typically as loud on Sunday afternoon. But I do think golf is in good hands as we stand right now. As far as golf betting is concerned, there's a lot of interest there. And with characters like Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, I think they can fill the gap for now until Tiger Woods comes back, which could be perhaps early 2023. So we have some time here to enjoy everything else that's going on in golf right now, and there is a lot of it.
Now, you know, Cam, it's much more than just one round. You have to look at what do you do day in and day out. But considering the conditions and how professionals, the best of the best, Phil Mickelson, you can go on and on, talked
right
about the Masters. With Justin Rose, and what he put forward today, is that amongst the best rounds ever when you think of major? What he just accomplished, especially on the back end? I mean, was he just that hot? It has to be considered one of the best rounds ever.
Certainly one of the best rounds in recent memory at the Masters.
Yeah.
Especially when you just relate it to what everybody else did. I mean, what? What are we at, like, counting them up right now, around 13 players, 10 players under par? I'm just quickly counting. I mean, nobody played well today except for Justin Rose. So, yeah, you have to put that in perspective. This is statistically the best round Justin has ever played at Augusta National in the first round, which is really telling to me because, again, he's been a runner-up twice here. So you have to wonder if this is just his week. It could be a wire-to-wire situation, which kind of goes against what I was saying earlier, that he'll probably fall back tomorrow. But it's very possible it could be a wire-to-wire type of deal here for Justin Rose this week. But keep in mind, he's coming off injury. We'll see how that back holds up. But, yeah, it was truly an incredible round for him. And dealing with these greens that are just not holding whatsoever, truly remarkable. He's a ball striker to a tee, and we'll see if that continues here tomorrow afternoon.
Cam Rogers, golf analyst, Believe in Tiger Woods podcast. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, right, Cam.
Aaron Fitt, co-editor and national writer for D1Baseball.com, is next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.